British Sky Broadcasting and Universal Pictures present Beethoven's Big Break, starring Jonathan Silverman as Eddie, Jennifer Finnegan as Lisa, and Moishe Arias as Billy. Directed by Mike Elliott. Audio described by Therese Birch on behalf of MCS Agency. A street viewed from a low level, bags of rubbish, a pizza and deli shop. A St. Bernard dog looks in the doorway at the back of a chef spinning pizza dough. The dog pants. The chef drops the pizza and wheels round.
You.
He points at the dog, who's looking at a bright pink salami on the counter.
Don't you dare!
The dog grabs one end of the salami, the chef the other, in a tug of war. The chef loses his grip and falls back into a pile of pizza boxes.
Here, you mutt!
The dog walks out of the shop with a salami, colliding with a girl on a bike. She crashes into a window cleaner's ladder. His buckets fall. He hangs on, legs dangling. The chef comes out of the deli and launches himself at the dog. He misses and falls into a pile of cardboard boxes.
Don't let him escape!
The dog trots off. The cyclist and chef get to their feet to give chase. The window cleaner falls off the ladder on top of them.
Come on.
The three stand up and go after the dog. He's watching a man carrying a huge wedding cake down a flight of steps round a corner. The three collide with a man and the cake. Everyone's covered in cream and icing. The dog sits watching them sprawl on the ground.
Get him! The dog! The dog! Get the dog!
Careful. Careful.
The three get up and run into a large pane of glass carried across their path by two men. They slither down it, leaving a trail of icing and land in a heap. The dog watches, head on one side, then gets up and trots off, still with the salami.
Mark my words, I'll get you someday.
A large detached house, a low-level view of the open-plan ground floor. Something is crawling past the dining table into the kitchen. It hesitates, then turns towards a large vase in a corner. It faces the back door, then turns to climb the stairs. It reaches the landing and focuses on a light shining beneath the bedroom door. The door is slowly pushed open, revealing a crested lizard, which glances over its shoulder, then enters, looking around. It scuttles across the wooden floor, pauses, then crawls up a violin case which is leaning against the bed. It reaches the blue and white striped duvet under which a young boy, Billy, is asleep. The lizard stops in front of his face.
Ah! I have been looking all over for this guy.
Dad, are you trying to give me a heart attack?
Billy. What have I told you about playing with the animals, huh? Pete here isn't just any lizard. He is a professional actor. And because you were horsing around, he's late, so I'm late.
Horsing around?
Billy lies back down, looking annoyed.
Horsing around?
A parrot, a magpie, a white rat, hamsters, a duck, a skunk, a cat. Billy's father, Eddie, enters the animal's room.
Hey, guys, I found Pete. Yay!
Eddie puts the lizard in a pet travel case and ticks a feeding chart on the wall, carrying the case. He smiles at the skunk in a cage.
Hey, Sticky.
He feeds a raccoon with a carrot and gives a lizard a cherry.
Forget about you, Spencer.
Okay, everybody, have a good day.
He turns out the light and leaves. He opens Billy's bedroom curtains.
Come on,
we're late. I gotta get to the set.
Eddie opens a kitchen cupboard and takes out a bowl. He hurriedly pours cereal into it and grabs a spoon from a drawer. He opens the fridge. Billy comes downstairs rubbing his eyes. He watches his father peering into an empty milk carton. He sits at the table. His father smiles awkwardly, kicking the fridge door shut, and puts the cereal bowl under the tap. He stirs it, and Billy looks horrified as he brings it to the table.
It's fine. It still crackles.
Water! Dad, really?
Eddie goes outside and gives hay to a donkey and two llamas in a pen. He takes a tomato from his pocket and bowls it past a tortoise.
Hey, hey! Go get it! Go get it!
Come on, Billy boy, let's go, let's go!
Yo, Pete. Yeah, how's my star, huh? Oh, yeah, looking good, looking good.
Eddie loads the lizard onto his truck, which is piled high with pet boxes.
Billy, come on! You know, it's better to be an hour early than a second late. Success depends on it.
Maybe if I work real hard, I can be the head lizard guy in some dumb movie.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Nothing.
Eddie reverses the truck. Pete looks out of the container. They drive away from the house. The words, directed by Mike Elliott, appear on screen and move sideways like a gate. Billy looks sulky.
Okay, buddy, what's with the attitude?
You have all these freaky animals all over the place. And all I want is a dog.
Billy, we've talked about
this. Lots of people have dogs. I don't know anyone else who has a lizard as a pet.
Hey, that lizard is not my pet. That lizard is my job. We don't have room for a dog. We don't have money for a dog. At the very least, it'd be a huge distraction for the training. Dogs are pets, and we don't have pets. No dogs, buddy. I'm sorry.
Whatever, Dad.
Okay, well, have a good day, and don't forget to check in with Mrs. Hollinger when you get home. I love you. You? Yep. I love you too, Dad. Oh, man.
Eddie drives away from the school. Billy comes out from behind a wall and walks off looking miserable. Eddie drives up to the scruffy studio service entrance and stops by a gatehouse.
Hi.
An old man comes out.
Photo ID.
Really? It's just that I'm so late. You know, I work here every day.
Photo ID.
It's me.
Sure.
The old man takes Eddie's ID into the gatehouse and bangs the computer, then throws the ID back at him.
Thank you. Very much. Thank you.
The huge gates open. Eddie drives through. He passes two men emptying a toilet with a pipe and drives up to stage 24, then gets out to unload Pete off the back of the truck.
Eddie! Eddie! You're late! Do you think it's part of my job to be waiting for my assistant to show up? I don't think so.
I'm sorry, Sal. I had trouble with the lizard.
Don't want the excuses. I just want the lizard. Now, did you teach it a trick?
Oh, he's got it all right.
It's a good trick.
Good trick.
Better be. Better be. Let's go. Almost time for Frizzy's close-up.
Sal takes off his Stetson.
Need to compose.
He replaces his hat on his bald head. Eddie follows him, carrying Pete. They pass a picture of a white fluffy dog, now filming Frizzy, the Bichon Frise.
53A, make sure the props get set.
Director's on set!
Now, this ain't Fanny.
Frizzy.
What?
The dog's name is Frizzy.
What did I say?
Fanny.
Whatever. The dog gets chased by a snake.
A lizard.
Thought we had a snake.
Snakes are too expensive.
Trisha made me rewrite it.
What kind of picture are we making anyway?
It's a dog picture.
That is not a dog. I grew up in the projects. I know a rat when I see one.
She's a Bichon Frise.
What?
She's like a poodle, but not. It's a metaphor for life's struggle against conformity.
Look, I don't care what it is. Let's just shoot this so I can put the final nail in the coffin of my career.
Sal!
Yes, Herr Director!
Would you get the girly dog and the snake so we could do this?
Absolutely, sir. Oh, and sir, I can't wait for you to see the trick I just taught the lizard. Very complicated. I'm amazed I was able to accomplish it.
Get the doll.
Yes, sir.
The director walks off.
Who are you? Are you on payroll?
I'm Eddie. I'm like the assistant animal trainer.
Good for you.
So is that it?
Oh, yeah, that's Pete.
Pete?
Pete the lizard. Do you want to hold him?
Oh, no.
Can I see him now?
Yeah, sure.
Wow. He's so lizardy.
Yeah. Pretty good looking guy. Hey, I think he likes you.
Oh! Oh, no! No! Why? Why? Oh, the humanity!
What and why are you yelling?
Frizzy, the Bichon Frise has been dognapped. Why?
Billy comes out of an arcade eating cookies. He throws one in the air and tries to catch it in his mouth but misses. Looking annoyed, he walks off and while crossing the road tries again. He catches the cookie and smiles. He walks past an alley. The dog is sitting at the end watching him. He sets off at a trot, following Billy down the street. Gotta be myself. I think that we're on something good. Who can explain to anyone else? Billy turns round, but the dog has gone. He continues walking. The dog trots round a corner, following him. Did you see the way that she looked at me? The way that she smiled? School bag on his back, Billy walks into a park. The dog pauses to eat a cookie he's dropped. Billy stops and looks over his shoulder. No one's there. He shrugs and continues. The dog appears again and canters after Billy. Don't stand a chance when it is you and me against the world. He snatches the bag of cookies from Billy's hand.
You stole my cookies!
The dog eats the cookies and licks his lips. Billy smiles.
I'm not supposed to eat the bag. I guess I don't mind sharing with a friend.
The dog rushes towards him.
Hey! What are you doing?
The dog knocks Billy over and licks his face. Billy laughs, lying on his back. He sits up as the dog stops.
Hey! Oh!
Hey!
Interesting dog.
Oh, he's not mine, yeah. She's just some weird dog.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't even like him.
Hey, Katie! You coming?
Well, whoever's weird dog it is, I like him. Bye.
Bye.
Billy kneels and hugs the dog.
That was the first time she ever talked to me.
The pretty girl smiles at him.
Am I dreaming?
We want $1 million or the Bichon Frise gets it.
$1 million.
Why would we pay a ransom when the wussy dog hasn't shot one frame of film yet?
So we're talking a recast.
Marco, set up a casting call for tomorrow. We have to find a new star for our film.
Yes, ma'am.
Sal, you lost the dog course. It's a day you're fired.
Oh, wait, excuse me. I'm sorry, but to tell the truth, it was my assistant who was in charge of Frizzy. He's the one who left the door unlocked.
No, I'm in charge of the lizard. I never even met the dog. I don't train dogs.
You probably orchestrated the whole thing.
What? This guy?
This guy.
Okay, you're fired.
What? Me?
You heard our fearless producer. Remove yourself from the premises immediately.
Zach, set up a casting call for tomorrow. We're literally hemorrhaging money here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Am I fired? Because you fired everybody and make me nervous. I haven't worked since good times.
What are you still doing here?
Well, I need to get my things together, my lizards and makeup.
Get your things tomorrow. For right now, just get out of my sight.
Hey, lizard guy. Sorry, I know it wasn't your fault. You're a jerk.
The writer, Lisa, glares at Sal and leaves.
Why did you lie?
Showbiz, Eddie. It's showbiz!
Sal leaves. Eddie is alone on the set.
Closing up. Everybody off the stage, now!
Eddie looks sad. Billy walks home.
Where are you from, boy? What's your name?
Spot? No spots. Maybe you're like Abracadabra. Or Banjo. Or Quicksilver. Or something. Ah, we'll figure it out. We'll find a good name for you. Hopefully one Katie likes. I can't wait for you to meet Dad.
Billy takes a jar of tomato sauce from the cupboard, then spills it on the floor. He smiles as the dog licks it up.
Thanks, boy. Aw, man, I'm missing the top 10 video countdown.
He hurries over to the TV and turns it on. An orchestra is playing. The dog looks alert.
Dorks. Hey, boy.
The dog sits in front of the TV, nose to the screen.
What? What? What's the matter? Wow. You really like this music, huh? I can name you Wolfgang.
You're watching classic performances. The Cleveland Orchestra performing Beethoven's Fifth Symphony.
Beethoven? That's who you are. Come here, Beethoven.
Billy throws his arms around Beethoven and hugs him. It's dark. Eddie pulls into the drive. He bangs his fist on the steering wheel in frustration. He enters the house, looking shocked at the mess. The TV is blaring. Furniture is overturned. Food is scattered on the table. Beethoven is standing on top of the breakfast bar, eating spaghetti.
What the... what? Who is this?
Oh, hi, Dad. This is Beethoven. We were making spaghetti.
Billy drops another jar of tomato sauce and smiles nervously, his head covered in spaghetti. His father looks furious. Billy sits on the edge of the sofa, head bowed. His father paces up and down.
Dad, I know you're mad.
Mad? Yeah, Bill. Actually, I am mad. You bring a stray dog into the house, a huge one, actually. You destroy the kitchen.
You bring animals in all the time.
That's different.
I don't see how.
Because it's my job. It was my job. It's different, okay?
Beethoven and I were just making dinner. It's not like anyone would make it for us.
Now, what's that supposed to mean? Come on. You know I have to work. Hey.
I know. That everything would be so much easier if Mom were here.
I miss her too. I think about her every day. But Billy, she's gone. She's in her hearts now.
I know. I just meant that.
Look, how about we put the dog in the animal room tonight, okay? And tomorrow we'll look for the owner. And if we find him, great. And if we can't, I'll take him to an animal rescue.
What? No!
Hey, you know the rules, pal. No dogs in the house.
What if no one adopts him to put him down?
Someone will adopt him.
You're a jerk!
Bill!
Unnoticed, the dog has gone into the kitchen and now sits by the door holding a baguette in a plastic bag in his mouth.
Are you taking a snack for later?
Eddie moves a raccoon cage aside to make room for the dog.
Okay, there's your bed. Good night.
What? You're gonna leave him with all these creepy animals?
Creepy animals? They're all very professional. They're gonna be fast friends. Let's go. Oh, no. You stay right there. This is your bed. You're hanging out with these guys for the night, okay?
Night, Beethoven. Bye, creepy animals.
Eddie turns off the light and leaves with Billy. The dog looks around at all the animals, the magpie, parrot, raccoon, cat, skunk, and hamster. The caged animals look agitated. The house is in darkness. Eddie, in bed, pulls a pillow over his head. He sits up in bed with a start. The door of the animal room is off its hinges. Eddie jumps out of bed, putting on the bedside lamp. The door falls to the floor. Two parrots fly out, followed by Beethoven, the raccoon, and a possum. Eddie and Billy find the kitchen bin on its side, and Beethoven sitting by the front door with a blue parrot on his head. Billy laughs. Eddie looks furious. Beethoven is outside, tied up to the white fence around the llamas. Eddie is in bed, wearing headphones. A row of animals in small, dark cages, a vulture, small monkey, and orangutan. A white, fluffy dog in a small cage is eating a sandwich, watched by two men.
Oh, Frizzy, my poor, stressed-out little movie star.
You got your appetite back! Oh!
What are you laughing at?
She's eating a sandwich, like a person.
Is that my sandwich? Bad dog. Bad dog.
The two men look scared and run away.
It's him.
A shadow of a man in a Stetson appears on the wall behind a huge dinosaur skeleton. The men shut a door, then rush over to a desk and pretend to tidy and dust it as Sal enters looking thunderous.
Idiots.
Hey, boss. Didn't see you there. How's it going?
Hey, boss.
Have the ransom?
No, I don't have the ransom. Would anyone like to ask me why I don't have the ransom?
Why don't you have the ransom?
Because they didn't pay it! I mean, why would they pay it when they have not shot one frame of film with Frizzy, the Bison Frise? Clearly, you have to wait for the dog to be important to the movie, preferably a star, before you kidnap the dog and hold it for ransom. Otherwise, it's just a dog!
Wait a minute. Right. This was your plan. Didn't you set the schedule?
That's a lie. It was his idea.
What?
Anyway, I do have a plan. One that will work. Okay. We wait. We wait 10 days, 10 shooting days, and then we dognap the new dog. Then they have to pay. They think they can outsmart me. Sal DiMarco, the greatest animal trainer in the history of Hollywood. The man who taught a chicken to fly and a cat to come when it's called. Well, they can think again. They can think again!
Wait. Chickens don't fly.
Oh, shut up.
Well, good morning. How did you sleep? Such a sweet little animal. Adorable. But don't worry, we're taking you to a nice new home, and you can sleep all you want there. Come on.
All right, come on, doggy. Let's go inside. Hey, no. Hey, doggy. Come on.
Eddie tries to load the dog.
No, come back. Come on,
Donnie! It's Beethoven!
I'm sorry, Beethoven. Come on, let's go.
Eddie tugs at the dog.
I think you should ride up front with us.
Us?
Well, if you're taking my new best friend to the pound, I think I get to go.
Okay. Fine. Fine. You can say goodbye.
I think it should ride up front.
Up front? Never. Animals. Right in the back.
Looking enormous, the dog is wedged between Eddie and Billy in the front. A sign. Auditions today. Frizzy. Eddie drives up to the studio and parks.
Stay here. I'm gonna go get Pete. I'll be right back.
Okay.
I mean it. Stay right here in the truck.
Eddie gets out and walks past a line of people sitting with their dogs. Billy notices the audition sign as he strokes Beethoven. Lisa, the blonde, pretty writer, seems bored. Next to her, Patricia, the producer, stares at the ceiling, arms folded. The director sits nearby.
I don't get it.
Got no charisma.
I mean, you really think this guy's a star?
Yes. Yes, I do. I think you could call him Pappy. Pappy the Pug. Poochie. Puggy.
I think he lost his mind.
Next!
You blew it.
Okay, which one of you mongrels is next?
Sal.
What are you doing here?
Well, I came to get my things. And Pete.
Pete? Pete? Don't know Pete. Who's next?
I am.
You've got to be kidding.
But he has the heart of a wolf.
Pete is the lizard.
What lizard?
My lizard.
Oh, I see. You lose my movie star, but you're interested in your lizard.
I didn't lose anybody. You know I had nothing to do with that.
All of your things are underneath the stairwell. If you have a lizard, that's where it would be.
You mean you didn't even feed him?
I've had a lot of things on my mind. Next.
Pete. Pete.
He finds him under the stairs.
Are you all right?
Oh. Those are just a bunch of mutts. You're 10 times a dog, Beethoven. Oh, Dad found Pete.
I was worried about you, buddy.
You all right?
Yeah, Pete's doing just fine. Aren't you, Pete?
Beethoven bursts out of the car. The door knocks Eddie flying. He drops Pete. The dog chases him. Pete scuttles back into the studio.
Beethoven! No!
Hey, get back here! Wait!
Where is he?
That's not even a dog.
Not technically, but check out the personality.
It's a cat.
Yes, but a charming cat. I think we could call it Kitty, the cat.
That's the fattest cat I've ever seen.
Thyroid condition.
Look, man, the movie's about a dog. I need a dog, not a cat. I need a dog.
Yes, sir.
Pete breaks through a paper screen above and behind Sal, leaps over his head, and runs under Patricia's chair.
What the hell? Hey!
What kind of dog was that?
Patricia and Lisa lift their legs off the floor. Pete is under Patricia's folding chair. The dog bursts through the paper screen and bounds towards Pete. Sal is knocked flying and drops the fat cat and disappears under the falling screen. Beethoven stops and sizes up Pete beneath the chair as Eddie and Billy arrive. The dog flies at Pete. The director Stanley jumps off his chair. Pete runs away. Sal emerges from under the screen looking furious. Patricia is lifted off the ground as Beethoven runs under her chair. It wedges on top of his shoulders. She is carried along as he chases Pete. Pete is stopped by a door sliding shut.
Pete! I'm coming, Pete!
Glancing at the dog, Pete tries to climb up the door but falls off and backs into a corner as Beethoven approaches. Lisa looks worried. Eddie slides across the floor and scoops up Pete. The dog stops abruptly. Lisa looks relieved. Sal runs off.
Somebody help me!
Okay.
stay.
Don't stay.
Okay, we got you. Easy.
All right. Phenomenal.
Eject these hoodlums from the lot immediately. They disrupted my audition.
Hold it. Don't touch that dog.
That animal knocked me over. He destroyed my backdrop.
That dog is amazing.
Sorry?
My sides are splitting.
Whose dog is this?
Uh-oh. It's mine.
Who are you?
Eddie's one of the animal trainers.
Was. I fired him after the frizzy dog napping.
Well, he's rehired.
I will not work with this man.
You know what? You're exactly right.
Thank you.
You're fired.
What?
Get him out of here.
You can't do that.
Take him off the lot.
Hey, I'm a member of the union. You can't do that. I have a lanyard. This is wrong on so many levels.
What's the dog's name?
Beethoven.
I like it. You know what? Auditions are over. This dog is the star of my movie. Everybody be ready. First thing tomorrow morning.
Stanley.
Wait a minute. Hi. I know we're going in a new direction and all, but the movie is about a Bichon Frise. It's in the title.
I never liked that title as much as I love this dog, Beethoven. I mean, it's got a ring to it. I like that as a title.
But it's about little Frizzy and her little adventures. She's French.
Not anymore. It's about a big dog that knocks everything down. This dog is a superstar. This could be my statue.
Stan, you're talking about rewriting the whole film around this dog.
You know how many people would pay big money to see what that dog just did?
Lisa, I think you should spend some quality time with the dog. Just really get inside its head.
See what makes him tick. Same set, same characters. Just put old Beethoven in there.
Ooh, you're gonna make me a lot of money.
Lisa looks worried.
I'm ready.
Eddie.
Eddie, you're training a star. Use the main gate from now on.
I love that dog.
Main gate.
Sweet.
Main gate.
Patricia and Stanley leave in a black limo.
So, what should I train him to do?
What?
Oh, well, he said we start shooting tomorrow. So, maybe I could see a script?
Oh, sure. I'll get you a script. Only my script is about a cute, fuzzy little French dog who brings a family together. I have no idea what Beethoven is about.
Oh.
And I would like to thank you for coming in here and basically wrecking my life. Thank you, lizard guy. Thank you.
Me? Well, I didn't do anything.
No, your dog did. So I'm just going to go home and make myself a pot of coffee and start writing a new script. It's no big deal, right? I'm a professional. Who needs sleep? Not me, that's for sure. I don't need sleep. I need sleep.
She walks off waving her arms.
Is she crazy?
Maybe.
Oh, this is it, Bill. I am the head animal trainer of a major motion picture. Use the main gate, she said. The main gate. This could change everything. You know what this means? This means milk in your cereal from now on, my son. I mean, this is the big time. I could be the animal trainer to the star.
I think there's something wrong with Beethoven.
Wrong? What could be wrong? He's going to be a major star.
He looks sad. Are you sad, boy?
Beethoven!
Oh!
Beethoven!
Hey, come back!
Dad, come on!
Gotta get that dog back. Gotta get it back.
Where's he going?
Lost dog, sorry.
Come on! We're pushing that river.
Where'd he go?
There he is. Go!
He's running along with their takeaway in his mouth.
That dog, Billy.
You just want to find him because of that movie.
That dog is our meal ticket.
The chef comes out of the deli carrying a pizza. He has a plaster on his nose and his arm in a sling. He spots the dog, drops the pizza, and snarling gives chase. He collides with the man carrying another huge wedding cake. They both fall over and, covered in yellow and white goo, lie on their backs. Beethoven carries on running.
Oh, there he is!
Beethoven!
There he goes.
They corner sharply. The dog runs along a pavement and turns down an alley. They screech to a halt and jump out to follow him. They find him in a corner behind a metal gate.
Oh, no.
Dad, we have puppies! Wow. This is why Beethoven ran away. He was bringing them food. Are these your puppies, boy?
Maybe he's not a boy.
Billy looks under the dog.
Nope. He's a boy, all right. I bet he's their dad. Where's your wife, Beethoven? Hey, Dad, I think Beethoven's a single dad, just like you.
We are not taking in this huge dog and three puppies.
Dad, you called Beethoven our meal ticket. Guess that means you have to keep him happy, right? Right?
Right, right. Okay, you win. Let's go home. Let's all go home for now.
Yay!
Yay, yay, everybody's happy. Come on, let's go. Beethoven's got to be on the set early tomorrow.
Hey, Dad, can Beethoven and the puppies sleep in my bed tonight?
No, no, the puppies are in the animal room. Beethoven's outside. Let's get one thing straight. Beethoven is not our pet. He's my job, so don't get too attached to him. And don't get too attached to these puppies.
Nighttime, Beethoven is tied to the llama's fence. Eddie is in bed wearing headphones. Beethoven pulls the fencing down and runs off. Eddie sits up in bed, alarmed. From his window, he watches Beethoven dragging the white fence across the yard.
Okay, you won this one, but that's it. From now on, no more Mr. Nice Guy.
He's asleep on the floor with the puppies.
There it is, Beethoven. The main gate.
They turn through a high arched entrance and up a palm-lined drive to ornate iron gates. They stop by two uniformed guards.
Hi, I'm Eddie from...
Good morning, sir. I know who you are.
He looks surprised as she taps a keypad.
Have a great day.
Thank you. She knows who we are, bud.
The gates open to reveal a view of the Taj Mahal. Eddie looks shocked. The view moves to one side. It's a backdrop being pushed along. Eddie drives the truck, laden with animal boxes, through the studios.
What do you think, pal? Huh?
Actors in cowboys wave at him. They pass two actresses in period dress. Eddie beams. They pass can-can dancers rehearsing. The name on the back of a studio chair is changed from Frizzy to Beethoven. Lisa is facing Stanley, Patricia, and her assistant, reading her script, looking serious. They all turn a page at once. Lisa anxiously watches for their reaction.
I don't get it.
See, Beethoven becomes part of the family.
What's this thing with him shaking hands?
It's cute and funny. Beethoven shakes George Newton's hand, and they become friends.
I don't think that's funny. Is that funny?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever had a dog?
Well, no, but...
I just don't think it's funny.
It's heartwarming?
Well, let's shoot it. But it better play. Tomorrow's pages better be much better.
Yes, sir.
Now go tell the dog guy what we're gonna do.
Just doesn't seem funny to me.
Lisa walks off. Beethoven is tugging at a curtain on the set. Unaware, Eddie is putting dog treats in his pocket. Beethoven continues to tug at the curtain. One of the crew glances at him. Eddie looks up with a horrified expression and rushes over to stop him.
Hey, no! Beethoven!
The dog pulls off the curtain and knocks over a table.
I'm sorry. He's just a little nervous. It's his first day. Come here! Stop messing around!
Beethoven dodges behind the cameras. Eddie is unable to catch him.
How's it going?
Oh, good. Great. Just playing with the dog. It relaxes him.
Playing, huh?
Eddie tries to catch him again.
Yeah.
animal training stuff. It's very complicated.
God. Right.
Stop it! Would you... Beethoven! Beethoven, come back here! Well, take it easy.
I'll see you.
Eddie finds the dog on top of a table laden with food.
Hey! Hey! What are you doing? Bat, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Bat. Come on, come on. This is just pathetic. You gotta start listening to me. Come on. This is work time, okay? This isn't fun and games time. Are you listening?
Hey, lizard guy.
It's Eddie.
What?
My name is Eddie, not Lizard Guy.
Listen, Lizard Guy, I haven't slept in 36 hours. I couldn't remember your name if you told me, and I really don't care if you ever do. Did you get the new pages?
Oh, yeah, I got them.
So we're good. He'll sit there, he'll bark softly, he'll politely shake the dad's hand, signifying their new family partnership. Hmm?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. He should probably do exactly that, I hope.
That doesn't fill me with a lot of confidence. Hey! Oh my gosh.
Now, come on. No.
This could be a long day.
There, you might want to just...
We need Beethoven on the set, please. Where's the dog?
He's... Yeah, he's coming. He'll be right. Bad, bad. Come on, just...
Beethoven is back at the table eating. The actors are seated round the table on set. The dog sits by the lead actor.
What do you want?
Eddie lies under the table.
Beethoven. Speak.
Beethoven grabs the bacon.
Here's your favorite, George.
Hey! That's my bacon! Give me that back! That's my bacon!
No, bad dog. Give me that.
No.
Sorry.
You slimed me.
The actor has dog saliva on his hands.
That's perfect! Good! That's brilliant! That's really, he's slimy, that's gross!
He points at Lisa.
That's it. Good work.
Thanks. Hey, why don't we make the whole scene about him stealing the bacon, huh? Quick on-set rewrite?
I like it. Matter of fact, I love it. Okay. We got ourselves... a star right there. Dog, welcome to Hollywood.
Billy is skateboarding in the park. He spots bigger boys jumping down steps on their boards in front of some girls. One of them is Katie. He smiles. He stops and looks longingly at Katie, then shaking his head, skateboards towards the steps. Eyes wide open, he flies off the board and bounces down the steps, landing in a heap in front of the group.
Looks like somebody should have kept the training wheels on.
Eddie arrives in the truck. Billy jumps up and runs off.
Yeah, that's right. Run home to your daddy and mommy. Oh, wait, that's right. You don't have a mommy!
Stop it.
Billy pulls off his helmet, looking upset.
Hey, did you have fun with your friends?
You're late.
Sorry, we were on the set. You okay?
I'm great. Get out!
Beethoven licks his face.
You're such a nerd, Beethoven.
Eddie laughs as Billy smiles again. They drive off. Lisa is sitting on their front step, a laptop on her knees.
Dad, there's that crazy lady.
Yep, that's her.
Come on, boy.
Billy lets Beethoven out of the truck. Lisa stands up. The dog trots up the path and jumps up at Lisa, knocking her over.
Hi.
Hi.
Why are you on our steps?
Oh, I tried to write a script.
Oh. That's a weird place to do it.
Let's go, Beethoven. I'm starving.
Eddie helps her up.
Thank you. I was hoping maybe I could come in and watch the dog for a bit.
Watch the dog?
Yeah, get some inspiration. I'm suffering from a little writer's block. Patricia and Stanley are really pressuring me.
Can you watch the dog while you eat?
Probably. Yes, I can do that.
She follows him inside. He takes a tray out of the microwave.
How's your kung pao chicken?
It's good. Thanks. How's your, what is that?
Vegetable lasagna. Delicious.
Mine is still frozen.
Oh, do you want me to put that back in the microwave?
I don't know. I kind of like it. It's like a macaroni and cheese popsicle.
You guys have microwave dinners every night?
No. Sometimes we have pizza.
Or, burgers.
Really a couple of bachelors, huh?
We do okay.
Oh, no, I'm sure I can see.
Billy gives his food to the dog.
So, I hear you name Beethoven.
Oh, yeah, he really likes that classical stuff.
Cool. Maybe I'll put that in the script.
Yeah?
If it's okay with you.
Yeah, of course.
Billy, Lisa, and Eddie smile at each other. Beethoven drops the frozen macaroni.
Billy, finish licking your food.
Billy holds up his empty fork. Nighttime. Eddie creeps downstairs in his dressing gown to find Lisa still working on her laptop. She looks up, wearing glasses.
So, I'm beat.
Okay.
Big day tomorrow.
Right.
I'm gonna go to bed.
Night.
Do you have a home?
Oh, you're right. I should leave. Do I have to? I have no idea what to write. I mean, there's no scene written for tomorrow. I'm gonna be fired.
You know, I got fired this week. It seems to lead to promotion in this business. So why don't you just stay here as long as you like? Work. I'm sure you'll come up with something great.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Eddie. I just wanted to say thanks. You're nice, lizard guy.
Thanks. Good night.
She smiles, wearing the rug he's put round her shoulders. Eddie goes to his bedroom and looks in the mirror on the closet door.
She thinks you're nice. Lizard guy.
He hangs up his dressing gown, shuts the closet, turns off the lamp and climbs into bed, lying on his side, eyes shut. Behind him, Beethoven starts licking his neck, his eyes open wide. He throws back the covers. The puppies are also in bed.
Oh, come on! This is my bed! Oh, yeah, haha, you think this is funny? This is not funny.
It is, actually. But I think I have our scene for tomorrow. Thanks.
Kiss me all over my neck! You went to first base on my neck.
This is our target. The answer's to Beethoven.
Yes.
Good name.
Shut up. He's big and he's strong. But soon he will be ours.
But what if they don't pay the ransom again?
Well, this time they will pay the ransom, which is why we are waiting for the film to almost be complete before we nab him. The studio thinks he's their next big star, so yes, they will pay the ransom and I will get my revenge.
Well, they better, because I don't want another dumb dog running around here again. Take it back.
What? Take back what you just said about Frizzy.
No.
Frizzy loves you.
There will not be another dog running around here whether they paid the ransom or not.
What do you mean?
They fired me. They humiliated me. So yes, we will take Beethoven. Yes, they will pay the ransom. But no, they will never see their darling dog again.
Sal rips Beethoven's photo off a display board and throws it on the ground. He stamps on it. Tiki covers Frizzy's eyes with his hand. Bones watches Sal stamp on the photo. Sal pushes over the display board. The caged monkey looks alarmed. The vulture shakes its head. The orangutan grips the bars of its cage, mouth open. Sal kicks the torn photo and leaves. Tik removes his hand from Frizzy's eyes. At home, Eddie lifts a puppy out of his bag.
Oh, hey, hey. Come on. That's not for you. Stay.
Eddie puts the bag over his shoulder, then sniffs. He takes out a clipboard with a yellow stain on it. The puppy looks guilty, sitting on a chair.
Really?
Eddie drives up to the studio. Stanley greets him with a smile.
There he is.
Come on, buddy. Oh, here. Hey.
There's my guy.
Oh, hi.
Who's a movie star?
You are that, Sue.
Huh? How'd you sleep last night?
Look great.
Hey, what are you feeding him? Is he gaining weight?
It looked like he's been working out. It shows.
If this dog looks tubby on screen, you're out of a job.
Guess what I got for you, Beethoven? Come on, man. Come on.
Come on, man. Come on. See what we got.
He points to a huge trailer.
Ta-da!
Whoa.
Eddie looks stunned.
That's just a little token.
A very expensive token.
Hey, you're a star now, and everybody's gonna start treating you like that.
I mean, that trailer's bigger than my house.
Stanley, tell him about the staff.
Oh, yeah, the staff. Come on out, fellas!
A chef steps out, followed by other staff. He holds a dish of food.
Voila. Beethoven, that's your entourage.
Come on, a chef? A masseuse? Personal groomers? I'm surprised you guys didn't get the dog whisperer.
Dog whisperer!
Here I am, calm and assertive.
This is ridiculous.
Shh. This is Hollywood.
What the?
The lead actor climbs into a tiny trailer next to a dustbin.
I thought I was the star of this movie.
Patricia enters the trailer.
Here you go. Home sweet home.
Home. Wow.
Beethoven climbs on a sofa.
Hey, get off the couch.
No, that's his couch. You get off the chair.
What?
Now, look, you see that pile of scripts over there? Okay, these are scripts that this studio would like to do with that star over there. The one smelling his own bottom. I'm attached to produce. You're the trainer. Everybody wins unless you rock the boat. So look at it like this. Don't screw up. Train Beethoven and let that dog put us on the front page of Variety, okay?
Okay.
Here you go, honey. Whenever you have a minute, take your time. It's gorgeous.
Thanks.
Patricia leaves.
What are you smiling at?
When's my next appointment?
Sal, wearing dark glasses, watches Patricia leave, then carries a chair over to the trailer and climbs onto it to peep through the window.
Hello? Beethoven, where are you?
Eddie opens the window.
Can I help you?
Sal is knocked off the chair.
Sal?
No hable inglés.
Sal, I know it's you.
Well, of course it's me. I'm joking, obviously.
What are you doing here?
What am I doing here? Hey, pal, I got a pass. I work here on the incredibly popular Animals Gone Wild. We shoot right over here on the main stage on the lot. That is what I am doing here.
I meant, what are you doing here spying on my dog?
Oh, that. Oh, just came by to say hello. Hello. Came by to see the big fella. How you doing? Oh, Beethoven, he's beautiful. Look at that big fella. Come to daddy.
Beethoven lunges. Sal falls backwards.
Well, get that beast away from me.
I don't think he likes you very much, Sal. Hey, good luck with your new job. I sure am enjoying your old one.
Come on, boy. Come on.
He's a bad man, but you're a good boy. You're a good boy.
Sal gets up looking furious. Lisa is in Eddie's garden. He's training the dog.
All right. Now listen to me. I want you
kind of dorky, aren't they?
Actually, yeah. But in a good way.
My dad says you really don't like Beethoven. That you would prefer a
Bichon Frise.
Oh.
How would your dad know what I prefer?
Well, he says you're more brainy and refined. And meant for bigger things.
Bigger than what?
Us, I guess.
I wouldn't be so sure.
Said you were pretty, too.
Oh, he did, didn't he?
No. But you are.
Thank you, Billy.
I think you're teaching my dad how to be more brainy and refined.
Oh.
Eddie falls into a paddling pool.
But it's not easy.
Oh. Lisa watches Eddie take a mouthful of water and squirt it over Beethoven, who's drinking from the pool. The studio.
All
right, quiet people. I hear way too much talking. You want to have fun? Go to the dentist.
So what does our beautiful Beethoven have in store for us today?
Well, in this scene, Beethoven tiptoes into the dining room, and when the family's not looking, he gingerly steals a shrimp off the dad's plate.
That's it? No. He steals the shrimp, and then it's funny.
He leaves some slobber on the plate.
Isn't that the same beat we played yesterday with the bacon?
It's a callback. Rule of threes. Hey,
get to work down there. Get to work. Lunch is in 5 minutes. I want the scene in a can.
Okay, let's see what happens. Okay, come on,
buddy. All right, places, people. Let's do this. Quiet.
The actors sit at the table.
Okay, Beethoven, just like we practiced. When the dad looks away, you just tiptoe in and you grab that shrimp. You got it?
Is he slobbery enough?
Yeah. Okay, people, let's get this right. Quiet. We are working with dogs. Okay, buddy, just stay calm. Wait for it. And roll sound.
Speed.
Camera, set, and action. Now go. Action.
The actors wait at the long table.
What happened to the tiptoe?
Beethoven suddenly runs towards the table, his loose jowls revealing a mouthful of big teeth. Eddie and Lisa watch, concerned, as the dog bounds past Stanley and onto the table. He runs towards George, the lead actor, seated at the end. Patricia watches, smiling. Beethoven knocks over glasses. Food flies over the actors. He leaps at George, who falls backwards in his chair. The dog stands over him. Lisa and Eddie grimace. Stanley beams and claps.
That's a trailer moment. Give it up. Da, 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 for my superstar Beethoven and his genius trainer.
Eddie waves, acknowledging the applause of Stanley and the crew. Beethoven licks George's face as he lies on his back. Eddie drives under the arched entrance of Universal Studios. The female security guard smiles and salutes him. Eddie nods to her. He passes Sal, wearing a ginger wig and dark glasses. Sal takes a camera from his pocket and snaps the truck. He lifts his wig and wipes his bald head. Billy and Lisa are scrubbing mud-covered Beethoven in the paddling pool. Billy splashes Lisa. She chases him round the garden with a hose. They suddenly realize Beethoven has left the pool and gone into the house. Lisa drops the hose. Eddie finds the dog lying on his bed, mud everywhere.
No.
Beethoven stands up, dripping muddy water. Beethoven shakes the mud off his coat, splattering Eddie. Billy and Lisa run upstairs to find Eddie dripping. They creep away. Eddie, Billy, and Lisa each carry a puppy into the bathroom and hold them over the toilet. On set, Beethoven sits on a skateboard and rolls along. He drinks from a toilet and walks away with a seat on his head. Eddie and Lisa watch nervously as Stanley and Patricia laugh at a screening. The puppies run along, followed by Billy on a skateboard. Katie comes out of her house and waves. Billy smiles and waves, then falls. The puppies run over to him as he lies on the ground. Katie laughs. Billy looks up at her, smiles, then shrugs. Eddie is in the house trying to teach the dog to roll over. He demonstrates with a soft toy, then tries to hypnotize him with a watch on a chain. On set, Lisa takes the last donut and smiles flirtatiously at Eddie. Lisa and Billy cuddle the puppies. Billy runs across the garden with them. Eddie finds them in his closet, chewing shoes. Billy breakdances in his bedroom. Peter's on the chest of drawers. The three puppies sit on the bed watching, their heads on one side. Billy drops to the floor. The puppies are lying on the bed while Billy sleeps. Beethoven is in bed with Eddie. Eddie sits up suddenly.
Oh, God, really? Oh, that is just wrong.
Oh. Morning. Lisa is writing at the garden table. Eddie limps over and puts his foot on it. His toes stick out of his chewed shoe.
I like the whole shoe-slash-sandal thing you got going on there. Very trendy.
I don't get it. That dog is smart. At least I think he's smart. Finds a way to sneak into my bed every night, but he won't roll over. What is that?
Well, it seems like what he's doing is working, right? I mean, the studio certainly seems happy.
I'm an animal trainer. I don't let them just run wild and do whatever they want to do and then take the credit for it.
Why does he have that leash on?
Oh, he keeps chewing through them. He hates wearing it, but he's going to keep wearing it until he accepts it. Isn't that right, boy? Let me ask you something. Is this what you wanted to do with your life?
I want to tell stories that move people, that make a difference.
You probably do tell good stories. You're a real good talker.
Oh, really?
Really?
Oh. Yeah, I'm told I'm also brainy and refined.
And pretty.
She throws a ball of paper at him.
Well, I better get back to rollover school.
The dog's lead is around Eddie's chair leg. Pete comes out of the front door. Beethoven spots him and watches as he scuttles down the garden path. The dog gives chase, his lead pulling Eddie over backwards in his chair. Lisa leaps up, looking shocked. Eddie is pulled around and towed across the garden behind Beethoven. All the animals watch Beethoven leap over a white fence, slamming Eddie into it behind him. He flies through the air and lands heavily. The dog stops and looks at him. Lisa giggles.
That's going in the movie!
Glad I can help.
Pete looks down from the roof. Eddie sits, arms folded, staring at Beethoven in the trailer. Billy sits on the floor with the puppies. The dog whisperer, Cesar Millan, sits opposite Eddie.
Maybe he's just stupid.
There's no stupid dogs, Eddie.
You don't understand. Nobody understands. This dog is off his rails. And no amount of whispering is gonna bring him under control.
We must learn what Beethoven wants.
What he wants?
What Beethoven wants, all he wants is food. Oh, food. You see that? That's all he cares about.
That's not true. He cares about us.
Listen, the producer says I have to take it from this nut. I do not have to take it from you, young man.
Billy is right. Beethoven cares about you. He longs for you to welcome him into your pack.
My pack?
Your family?
Whoa, hold on. He is not part of our pack. I mean, he's not part of our fam. My family, he's not a pack.
Three puppies, a kid, and a father. That's a pack, Dad.
Would you just do your homework?
Look at your pack, Eddie. They want you to lead.
I am an animal trainer. I'm not a pack leader. This isn't a pack. And Beethoven, I'm sorry, but this is just a movie, and you are just a prop.
All I can say is never the dog.
Sal snaps Eddie.
Yeah, it's never the dog, Dad.
Hey, Eddie. Remember how funny it was when Beethoven and the puppies ate all your shoes?
Vividly.
I just added it to the movie. It's hilarious.
It's not hilarious. It's really annoying. And I wish that you would just stop using moments in my life where that dog makes me miserable and just putting it in your movie.
But it's funny.
It's not funny. It's not funny to me.
What's the matter with you?
That dog, he doesn't listen. He doesn't do what he's told. He wrecks everything. And then he gets praised for it. You know, yesterday, I tried to teach him to roll over for 4 hours, just to roll over. And he won't do it. He misbehaves. You put it in the script. He's just a dumb dog.
He's more than that, and you know it.
Oh, he's got you fooled, too. You call yourself a writer? All you do is you follow him around and write down the messes that he makes. Wow.
He doesn't have me fooled. He's made this movie better. And I'm following him around because Beethoven's got something that people like. Something they want to see. He's got heart. Something you could really use.
So I'm the bad guy now? Really? Me?
Lisa walks off. Eddie gets in his truck looking exasperated. Beethoven and Billy lean out of the trailer window, watching.
It's okay, Beethoven. He doesn't mean it.
Billy looks sad. Nighttime, Eddie is sitting on the sofa reading a script.
Hey, Billy!
Yeah, Dad?
Billy, I need some help with this. Where's the dog? I have to train him for this new scene we're shooting tomorrow. Listen, Beethoven walks into the room carrying George Newton's slippers, drops them at his feet, lies down by the couch, and sweetly rests his head on the rug. Come on! Beethoven is never going to do that.
Eddie and Billy watch open-mouthed as Beethoven comes downstairs carrying slippers in his mouth. He lies down by the sofa, drops the slippers, and rests his head on his paws.
Whoa. Lisa is scary good. She wrote exactly what just happened.
She is pretty good, isn't she? You really love that dog, huh?
Not as much as I love you, Dad.
Oh, that's my boy.
They hug. Eddie pulls up alongside the trailer at the studios. Bones and Tick drive a van in front of it. Unseen, they watch Eddie get out and go round the back to unload Pete. Billy gets out with Beethoven.
Hey, Pete. So they're not going to need Beethoven for a couple hours if you guys want to just hang out in the trailer.
Oh, later, Dad. Hear that, Beethoven? We have 2 hours. Let's go to the park.
You know that reading the dictionary doesn't make you look smart.
Famous. To be known far and wide. Popular, beloved.
So?
Excuse me, Mr. Criminal Mastermind, but it might be a tad problematic to kidnap a famous dog in the middle of a studio lot in broad daylight, Bones! Look!
They're leaving the lot.
The dog tows Billy past them on his board.
Luck. Success through total chance.
How about looking up Moron?
See you later, Billy. See you, Zoe. Bye, Charlie!
Lisa is writing on set.
You're gonna break that thing. You getting some work done?
Don't you have some other writer spirits across or something?
You know, when I was 10, I had a dog. Red.
Red?
Yeah, he was an Irish setter. Red. Creative, huh? He was a good dog. A little like Beethoven, actually. Ate a lot. Was messy. Anyway, I came home from school one day and Red was gone. He'd run away.
Oh.
For a year, I looked for him. Every night, I waited. I love that dog. He was my best friend. But he left. Couldn't find him. I couldn't help him.
It's not your fault he ran away.
It is. You get a dog, and you love it, and it runs away. And you build a life, and you grow a family, and then one day everything you thought you had just disappears.
Lisa looks sympathetic.
What was her name?
Julie. She was a great mom. I'm afraid I'm just a sorry substitute.
No, that's not what I see. I see a dad who's working his butt off for his kid. And the only thing that dad needs to learn is that he can't go through life without giving his love to friends. Eddie Beethoven's part of your family now. He's not going anywhere. Neither am I.
Lizica! Lizica!
Boy, I'm glad that nickname caught on.
Where's Beethoven? We can't find Beethoven anywhere.
What?
Billy! Billy!
Billy's gone too?
His skateboard's gone.
Where could they be?
I think I know. Come on.
Pete and the puppies, together in a basket in the trailer, watch Eddie leave with Lisa. Billy is being towed through the park on his skateboard by Beethoven. He stops and watches Katie laughing with her friends.
She is. Pretty cute, huh? Wait. Can't go over there. She likes that guy. Why would she want to talk to me?
Beethoven runs towards Katie, towing Billy.
Whoa! Beethoven! What are you doing?
Billy lets go of the lead and flies down the steps watched by Katie. He turns in the air and lands expertly. Some of the group applaud, but the boys look unimpressed. Billy pats Beethoven.
Thanks, boy. Thanks. Good boy.
Oh, that was Griffin, both you and your cool dog.
Oh, hi.
I'm Katie.
I know, I'm Billy.
I know.
What's she talking to that lollipop for?
Ew, whoa! What your stupid dog did! Ew!
Beethoven cocks his leg on one of the boys and trots away, trailing his lead while Billy chats to Katie, unaware. Beethoven wanders off and finds a pizza in an open box on the ground. He starts to scoff it.
Feeling woozy?
He means, are you feeling perhaps lightheaded or
off balance? As though my glass.
Bones and Tick bundle the drugged dog into a canvas bag and carry him off.
Help me!
Where's my dog?
Wait,
come on!
Billy, carrying his board and helmet, runs off with Katie to look for Beethoven. Bones and Tick, struggling to carry him in the bag, drop him on the grass.
I'm doing it! I'm doing all the work here! Pick it up!
Beethoven!
Eddie arrives with Lisa.
Hey, Billy!
They get out, looking worried.
skateboards here with his friends.
Billy! Beethoven!
Hello?
Hello?
They pass Burns and Tick.
That was close. Hey,
Billy!
Run! Run!
Beethoven! Beethoven! Come here, boy!
Bones and Tick struggle to carry the dog to their van. They open the doors and heave him into the back.
You okay? Who's it?
I'm Bailey's friend, Katie.
Where's Beethoven?
We can't find him.
What?
He's gone.
Gone?
What do you mean he's gone?
They find the pizza on the ground.
Oh, no.
They all run off.
Oh, no.
Beethoven!
Hey!
Stop!
Beethoven!
Beethoven opens the bag.
Frizzy, quiet!
Beethoven knocks over Bones. Tick soaks a rag in chloroform. Frizzy barks in the fright. Tick gives Bones the cloth. He holds it over Beethoven's nose. Beethoven collapses. The van speeds away.
Hey! You got it! Beethoven! Beethoven!
Eddie and the others are with Stanley at the studio.
What? We think Beethoven's been dognapped.
He's right. I got the ransom note right here. It was just found taped to the door of Beethoven's trailer.
Well, what does it say? Read it.
Hollywood bigwigs, you will pay $1 million or the beast known as Beethoven will be destroyed. Instructions to follow. Destroyed?
Poor Beethoven.
Beethoven is asleep on the floor of Sal's menagerie. Frizzy's in a cage barking. Beethoven suddenly stands up. Sal is sitting on the floor watching him.
The slobbering beast awakens. Oh, you remember me? Well, I remember you, too. You're the dumb animal that made me look like a buffoon that cost me my job. Well, welcome to the counteroffensive. Now everybody else is running around looking like fools. Oh, rope got your tongue?
Sal, panting and growling, teases the dog who is tied up. Sal turns and, startled by the dinosaur skeleton, snarls at it.
Choose your last meal,
stupid mutt.
Nighttime, the trailer.
What are we gonna do?
Okay, the answer is character-based. Who would do something like this?
Okay, somebody who has access to the lot, so they could tape the ransom note on the trailer door.
Someone with the place to hide a big noisy dog like Beethoven.
Somebody who's got a grudge against the studio, or the movie, or me.
And someone who hates Beethoven.
Wait a minute. Lisa, what exactly did the ransom note say exactly?
Hollywood bigwigs, you will pay $1 million or the beast known as Beethoven.
Beast. He called him a beast. I know who kidnapped Beethoven.
Sal, the animal trainer? Do you have evidence of this?
He called Beethoven a beast.
He's a real jerk. Look, I've produced enough cop shows to know that's not evidence.
It's at least worth checking out. Could you just update the police about our theory?
The police don't know anything about this, and I don't see any reason why they should.
What?
You didn't call the police? We don't need the negative publicity of a missing star. We got enough footage of Beethoven to finish the film. After we wrap, we call the police and tell the press we finished the film before the dog napping. It's a win-win. Except for the fact that they might kill Beethoven. Oh, come on. Who's gonna hurt that dog? He's charming. He's got star quality. The dog will be fine.
Anything happens to our dog, and we're holding you accountable.
Really? Well, who do you think you are?
Lady, I am done listening to you talk. You're not worthy of Beethoven. Come on, guys. Let's go find our friend.
That was awesome, Dad. Lizard trainer.
Ooh.
Large pictures of a cat, horse, and dog. Eddie and the others drive past them in a golf cart. They pass a sign, Sal DiMarco's Animals Gone Wild, with a huge photo of smiling Sal.
Well, this is it.
Wow. Really is creepy at night.
Eddie parks at the entrance. Billy is in the back of the cart with the puppies.
Shh!
Beethoven.
You guys stay here, okay? I'm going in.
Lisa and Billy look worried. Eddie glances at a flight of steps. He creeps through bushes behind an illuminated sign, Animal Actors on Location. He tiptoes past a rope net, passing the sign, and bumps into Lisa, who's coming from the other direction.
Doing here? I told you to stay in the car.
Cart.
What?
You said car. It's a cart, a golf cart.
Who cares? Please, would you just go back to the cart?
No! This is the climax. If you think I've been working this hard to miss the climax of Beethoven's story, you're crazy.
Lisa, this isn't some script, okay? This is real life.
All right, then I'm here to protect you.
Protect me?
Yes. I don't want you to be hurt. I like you.
Oh? Yeah?
Yeah. So, what's the plan?
I have no idea. But there's a backstage door. Let's start there.
Sounds good.
Hey, I better go first, okay?
They creep through a low door leading from a dark auditorium to a backstage office. Lisa trips and grabs hold of Eddie. They tiptoe through the office and peer through a crack in the door at Tick talking to Frizzy.
Want an apology?
Fine. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that big silly dog got all the attention.
Okay? Okay?
Okay. We're okay. We're okay.
That's Fuzzy.
We're all gonna be Frizzy. Okay. Look at us fighting all the time. Like I can feel it. Who's there?
The door creaks. Eddie and Lisa hide behind it. Tick creeps through, carrying Frizzy.
I know you're in here. I can smell your fear.
He looks around the empty office.
Huh. I guess I must be getting a little edgy.
Frizzy spots Eddie, who shushes her.
Tick, come on. We're making a ransom call.
Come on, Frizzy. Let's begin our life of leisure.
Yes.
Good doggy.
Tick leaves. Eddie shuts the door.
Oh, that was close.
That's the guy I saw driving the van. Beethoven is here someplace. You gotta go call the police.
Well, let's both go.
No, there's no time. They're gonna make the ransom call now if Patricia doesn't pay it. Who knows what they're gonna do to Beethoven? I'm gonna stay here, make sure nothing happens to him. But you gotta go get help.
But...
No buts. Go get help. Do it for Beethoven.
Lisa clasps Eddie's face in her hands and plants a kiss on his lips.
Be careful.
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
Okay, you listen up to me, Miss Producer Lady. We want $1 million in cash put in a large sack and taken to the corner of...
What?
Yeah, what? Go on. Uh-huh. Au contraire. I think it is very reasonable. Beethoven is going to be a big, big star. Well, actually, I think I do know a lot about the movie business, Miss Producer Lady. Well, that's not a very nice thing to say. Well, that's downright nasty. You better take that back right now, or your beloved Beethoven will be mincemeat. What? What do you call me? Sal? Me? No, Sal. No, Sal who? I don't know who you're talking about. Hello?
Sal hangs up, removing the sock covering the mouthpiece.
What did she say?
She hung up on me. And I think she knew it was me.
Well, that's not good. So when do we get our money?
Will you shut up about the money? Who cares about the money?
Me?
I am going to teach them what it means to disrespect Sal DiMarco. You get it? Bring me Beethoven. And then it's... And lullaby, and good night, little puppy dog, go to heaven.
Yeah! Bring me that big bucket of rabies! Now!
Eddie watches from a high wall.
Forget about the money. Forget about the money. What's going on?
I fear the boss is becoming unhinged.
What's that mean?
It's like Woozy, but with more energy and a mean streak in the middle.
Oh.
Billy, we need to get the police.
He's not in the cart.
Billy? Billy!
She turns and smiles as Billy, Pete, and the puppies sprint towards her through blue smoke, followed by a posse of policemen. She runs to greet them.
I need to get some help.
Stop, Billy.
Where is he?
This way.
Move on, guys. Hurry up.
Bones is carrying Beethoven.
Come on, let's go.
He's a pure Saint Bernard.
Sal is silhouetted behind a curtain, holding up a huge syringe.
Dead dog walking!
Bones and Tick lead Beethoven past cages with a wild cat, orangutan, alligator, and tiny monkey. Frizzy watches, wagging her tail. Sal emerges from behind the curtain, holding up the syringe full of green fluid.
Good night, sweet pestilence, and may flights of angels sing thee to thy rest. It's the final curtain call for you, Beethoven.
But I want you to think of me when you frolic in that big dog park in the sky.
Hiding, Eddie starts to push over the big sign.
It shouldn't hurt.
Beethoven! Roll over! Roll over, Beethoven!
The large sign falls over. It flattens Sal, Bones, and Tick. Beethoven rolls out of the way. Eddie jumps down from the wall on top of the sign.
Hey, you did it. You did it. You rolled over. I knew you could do it. Are you okay, huh? Those bad men did hurt you?
How touching. Man and beast together again.
Sal stands on the sign.
Where's my prison?
She needs
too much pressure.
Oh, shut up, you babies.
Sal, it's over. The police are on the way.
It's not over until I say it's over. I concede. I have lost this battle, but I warn you, keep on your guard, because when you least expect it, Sal DeMarco will be there! Toodaloo.
He starts to run away. Frizzy chases him and bites his leg.
Ouchie, let go! Get off of me! Don't squeak, you hairball!
Beethoven runs over, trailing his rope, and circles Sal, wrapping the rope round his legs. He swivels round.
Come on, I got you! You want to
come here, boy! Come here, boy!
Beethoven runs after Eddie, towing Sal along on his back past the animals.
It hurts! Stop! Stop! Oh! Come on! Come on!
Sal is towed into the auditorium. He bangs his head on a potted palm, which topples over. Beethoven drags him across the green floor. Eddie stops to pat the dog. Sal stands up. He tries to hop. His feet are tied together. He falls forward.
Good boy.
Sal rolls on his back, his eyes shut. When he opens them, he sees seven policemen looking down at him.
The beast was to blame, not me. Beethoven, I will get you! My vengeance will be the terrors of the earth!
Handcuffed, Sal is led away by the police.
Dad, you saved Beethoven.
No, we both saved him. You and I, we're a pack, right?
Right.
He sure seems happy to see him.
He's a good dad. So are you.
Well, I'm working on it. Hey, do you want to join the pack for some dinner tonight?
Frozen bachelor food with the lizard guy.
What, not refined or brainy enough?
Actually, it sounds pretty perfect.
Good.
The puppies look under the sign.
What is it, puppies?
Oh, guys, will you give me a hand?
Eddie and the police lift up the sign to reveal Bones and Tick lying on their backs, hands raised, looking dazed.
Officers, thank God
glad you're here.
Oh, man. Who called the cops?
We are not together.
What?
We are not a couple. Wait for me, Frizzy!
Man, my mommy's gonna kill me.
The police lead Bones and Tick away.
All right, man, we're done here. Let's move on.
Well, guys,
let's get out of here.
Wait, where's Pete?
Pete?
Pete climbs up onto a box. Beethoven licks his lips. The puppies wag their tails. Pete leaps onto the floor and runs up the tail of the dinosaur skeleton. Beethoven gives chase.
No! Beethoven!
Pete runs up the back of the dinosaur. Beethoven runs under the dinosaur, knocking its legs. Pete is on the head. Eddie, Lisa, and Billy watch horrified as it starts to collapse. Pete jumps onto Eddie's head. Eddie throws Pete onto the floor. He rolls over. The dinosaur skeleton collapses. The tiny monkey screams. The orangutan opens its mouth. Eddie, Lisa, and Billy look shocked. Pete turns and runs away, followed by Beethoven.
We should probably go now.
Yeah. Come on.
They leave, carrying the puppies.
You think anyone will notice that?
Frizzy runs after them. Nighttime. A neon sign outside a cinema. Beethoven, world premiere. Spotlights rotate, pointing skywards. A red carpet cordoned off with red rope leads to the closed doors. It's deserted. Cesar Millan arrives in a dinner jacket, checks his watch and runs in. The audience laugh at the film. Cesar arrives, puffing. On screen, Beethoven knocks over the lead actor. The dog whisperer watches, smiling. In the front row, the director nods. Patricia looks angry as a puppy eats her popcorn. The puppies and Frizzy each have a seat. Katie, in a white sparkly dress, laughs next to Billy in a dinner jacket eating popcorn. On screen, Beethoven's head is in a dustbin. Lisa smiles at Eddie and leans over to kiss him. Beethoven licks the back of Eddie's head.
Good boy.
Eddie pats the dog. Pete is next to Beethoven with a tub of popcorn. He throws a bit in the air and catches it in his mouth. The end.